Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. Corzo, of the Sundays with Corzo sports talk show from 10 to noon here on 830 WCCO, in for Chad Hartman, who we heard is golfing for the first time in a long time. Good for Chad, I know. As an avid golfer myself, if I suffered some sort of an injury where I couldn't play, that would drive me crazy. So I'm glad about that.
Yeah, he was able to play a little bit over the weekend, he told me, and was giving it again another shot today. Not playing quite how he wants to play.
Yeah, none of us ever are.
No, that's a very good point.
You know, I brought a bunch of my cousins, my nephews out when they were in town, and they weren't golfers. And somebody asked one of my nephews, how good is Scott as a golfer? And he goes, for as much as he plays, not as good as I thought he'd be. That is a true statement. That is an unbelievable true statement. It is. Oh, my nephews give me grief all the time. I get a kick out of it. It is pretty funny. This mic is doing some weird stuff here. There we go. I don't know if you heard this, but one, that it is the 18th anniversary of the final episode of The Sopranos. So that kind of got me thinking about TV. And the other story that I'm going to talk about now really got me thinking about TV, because a 900-pound meth bust in Minneapolis by the feds makes us all think about what? Walter White.
Of course.
Breaking Bad.
It's a lot of meth for Walter to even have.
You know, I mean, he had that really fancy, you know, Gus
Fring
built the big, huge, beautiful thing
underneath the laundromat.
Yep. Yeah, until then he blew his face off. You know, he at the end of the day, Walter White or one of his minions blew half of Gus's face off, if I remember that correctly. Or was that the other guy, the old guy? The old guy in the wheelchair,
He was in on it because they had the bomb planted under his wheelchair.
Yes,
He was saying, if it gets Gus, I'm willing to go too.
Yeah, so this bust, which is on the front page of the paper, it's wild. A federal searches conducted in 8 places around the Twin Cities metro area last week were sparked by the discovery of more than 900 pounds of methamphetamine in a Burnsville storage unit, according to an indictment filed Tuesday. The raids were authorized by a judge May 30th as part of an investigation into a drug trafficking organization. These new searches took place after a prior and unrelated search of the storage unit turned up concealed vials of crystal methamphetamine estimated to be worth $22 million to $25 million, the court filing said. So they were doing some other search for some other reason, and they came upon this meth that appears. And so they said, well, we better search some more places, apparently attracted to it. And kind of the other twist on this story is that when they were raiding these other 8 places, they were drawing protesters, and the protesters thought that these federal agents were doing these raids to bag unlawful illegal aliens, which Trump's been doing a lot of lately. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so they're raiding this thing when these guys are trying to find some more meth and find that the drug dealer that is meth. But it also is a reminder of, if you watch Breaking Bad, what was one of their huge problems with the meth industry? They had too much money. Remember that? His wife could, I don't know if you watched, did you watch all of Breaking Bad?
Yeah, I've watched it twice.
Yeah, so it's Skylar. Skylar, mm-hmm. who, you know, wasn't part of it for a while, and then until she was,
yep.
you know, eventually you become a part of it. And her job was to, because they couldn't launder the cash. It's a cash business, by the way. You're not giving somebody a credit
card.
You don't
write personal checks for that?
Do you not write personal checks?
Venmo works?
No. So obviously she was responsible for laundering the money. They buy a car wash, and they bought some other businesses. And if any of you have seen Ozark,
Yes, I have.
We've all seen these shows. That talks a lot about money laundering, mm-hmm. where you just buy as many businesses as you can.
Funnel it all through those.
And you spend a lot of money on them and make an argument that that's where all this cash came from. And Skylar, remember, she takes him into the storage unit and pulls off the blanket.
Yep.
And she said, I've earwigs aren't in here. It's caught you. And she goes, I don't know what, there's nothing we can do with it. I think most of that money burned up or went away or something like that on that. But anyway, this drug bust is something else. There's more to it. It sounds like a movie. Like I said, first of all, they find this place with 900 pounds of methamphetamine estimated to be worth 22 to 25 million. That's what they start with. So then they start searching other places. And they're getting protested because people think they're ICE, and they're not. They're DEA people trying to find drugs. And so the search is carried out June 3rd in Burnsville, Bloomington, Invergrove Heights, Lakeville, Minneapolis, and Northfield, started at 6 a.m. and culminated in a tumultuous encounter between protesters and law enforcement at the restaurant. The crowd clashed with officers over worries an immigration raid was underway.
Yeah, now, Lake Street.
There is some really interesting. The details contained in the indictment reveal the impetus for the searches was a desire to seize evidence related to a large and ongoing investigation. Okay, we got all that. Agents in the court filing said the searches of a Northfield residence turned up two gold-plated firearms with adornment similar to other weapons used by and seized from narcotics traffickers. In a search at the Burnsville business, agents seized portraits of fictional drug trafficker Tony Montana, famously portrayed by Al Pacino in the 1983 Scarface movie.
Hello to my little friend.
I think this needs to be a movie someday. I know we've got a lot of movie producers here in Minnesota. Somebody ought to be going to this trial and getting something on this. I mean,
the screenplay's right there.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yeah, and the picture of the Scarface, it wasn't like they just had a poster up there, okay? They had like a mural painted on the wall, mm-hmm. of Tony Montana. Scarface, another great movie that has a lot of crossing over, by the way, to Breaking Bad. If you go back and watch Scarface, The guy in Breaking Bad, the time that Gus killed the guy, even though he drank the same poison. Mm-hmm. You remember that?
Yes.
Gus had set up a hospital like a mile away in the desert where he had all the, so he could get treated for it.
Yes.
That guy who was played like the big mean drug dealer down in Mexico, he was the young, stupid guy that worked with, that was with Scarface.
Really?
Who had the sister.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. That was the same, you know, so a lot of these crossovers from these people that, if you're in a drug movie, you'll be in a lot of different shows with the drug, or a gangster movie. Like the same actors that are in Goodfellas are in Godfather, are in Godfather 2, are in Casino.
You just have a look to you and they say, yeah, that's the guy we need. Yeah,
and they all kind of run together. Mm-hmm. I mean, they really do, the movies. But I tweeted this out this week. I was watching Goodfellas and I had forgotten how good Goodfellas was.
It's unbelievable.
It's so good. And yes. I said, I think it's better than Godfather.
Agree.
And I think it's better than Godfather 2.
Some people might fight you on that.
A lot of people did. In fact, Winnesota says you better take that back. Those are fighting words.
I agree with you. I find the Godfather movies just a little bit slower for me.
Godfather 2, which is the one that they all rave about, and I guess technically in all this it's really cool, but it's pretty boring. Godfather 1 is a lot of quote unquote fun. I mean, it's not as serious as it reminds me more of The Sopranos. The Sopranos is really a dark comedy. Is what it really is. And by the way, I'm going to say this before we take our first break. Godfather and Breaking Bad are almost identical. No, not Godfather. Sopranos and Breaking Bad are the same exact television series. They are both men having midlife crises.
Mm-hmm.
And like if you say, hey, you're a lawyer, have a midlife crisis. Well, that might be somewhat interesting, but not nearly as interesting as a gangster having a midlife crisis, or a guy who, because of his midlife crisis, turns into the greatest meth dealer in the world. Okay, those are really, if you really will go back and watch these, you know, well, Walter White has a cancer diagnosis, and then the show became so successful, he lived for like 5 years.
That's right.
You know, so we have to overlook some of those things. But anyway, that's what we got. Coming up next, I've got to figure out what I've got coming up next. I know I'm talking about a different story. We are going to have Jacob Fry on.
Yes.
At 108. So listen to that about his step where he went out and is basically redoing. He's going to continue the police reform that was when the Fed stepped out of it. We'll talk to that. And when we come back after this, we'll be back.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.